Antibiotics don't work as well as they used to because for years doctors have overused these drugs. Since preaching to the medical profession hasn't helped much, federal officials are trying something new. They're calling it the 12-step approach. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Most of the germs that lurk in American hospitals are resistant to one or more antibiotics. That's alarming. Every year, millions of people pick up an infection while they're in the hospital. 90,000 die from one of those infections.
So we have to do something. We're really getting to the end of our rope here.
Dr. Julie Gerberding is one of the federal government's top infectious disease doctors. She can foresee a day when no antibiotic will touch common bugs like staph or strep.
These bugs develop resistance faster than we are developing antibiotics to combat them. So we can't wait until the next drug comes along. We've got to take action now.
Gerberding says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where she works, is finally trying to come to grips with bacterial resistance. The new program is aimed at doctors. After all, they write the prescriptions. It's modeled, loosely, on the famous Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step program. The CDC recruited Dr. Robert Weinstein of Cook County Hospital in Chicago to help sell the plan. He spoke at a press conference yesterday in Atlanta.
And I'm going to show you three examples of ways in which we have introduced some of the 12 steps. I guess I'm like an alcoholic. My name is Bob and I abuse antibiotics.
Antibiotic resistance is no more a laughing matter than alcoholism. But Weinstein says overcoming it will take the same day-in, day-out determination. Some of the 12 steps doctors are being asked to take are technical, like know which resistant bugs are circulating in your hospital. Others are simple. Wash your hands between patients.
Healthcare workers clean their hands about a third of the time that they should as they move from patient to patient.
Weinstein says doctors can reform. At his hospital in Chicago, many doctors were taking the belt and suspenders approach to treatment. They needlessly put patients on more than one antibiotic.
About 40% were on two or more drugs. And when we looked at those drugs, those two or more drugs that patients were on, we thought in about almost half of them, there were duplications. That is, the patients were on two drugs, both of which covered the likely pathogens, and the patient only needed to be on one drug.
Now doctors at Cook County Hospital get a computer nudge every day if their patients are on multiple antibiotics. That's cut down on overuse. But Weinstein says a different approach at a large Chicago nursing home didn't work. There, they just told doctors in general what they should do.
When we did that, we saw a modest drop in antimicrobial use and then a rebound. So we held another interactive session and then handed out guidelines, little pocket versions of guidelines that focused on five or six common infectious disease scenarios and when to treat and when not to treat patients with those scenarios.
After doctors got the pocket guides, antibiotic use went down 25% and stayed there. Federal officials hope the idea will work nationally. The CDC will be distributing little plastic cards listing the 12 steps to kick antibiotic abuse. The first focuses on hospital prescribing, since that's where resistant bacteria can spread fastest and have the most dangerous consequences. Future guides will deal with antibiotics for children, dialysis patients, and others. But the CDC has only a few $100,000 to launch the new program. That's not enough to put a 12-step guide in every doctor's pocket. Richard Knox, NPR News, Atlanta.